farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Government to forge partnership with local entity to source farming tools and equipment. Find out more on today's edition of Calling Farmers. Our Jamaican Saying of the Day segment is also a part of the program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
The Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, wishes to advise that it will be closing its outlet in Black River, St. Elizabeth, effective Friday, July 29, 2016. Customers in and around the area who wish to apply for their passport can do so at the agency's offices in Mandeville, St. Anne's Bay or Montego Bay. PICA, securing our borders, safeguarding our sovereignty.
The government is seeking to forge a partnership with local entity Caribbean Cable Company CCC to source tools and equipment for small farmers. Minister without portfolio in the Agriculture Ministry J.C. Hutchinson says harrows, plows and rotavators, which are used to prepare land for cultivation, are among the implements being sought. Mr. Hutchinson says the move is part of efforts to further advance the agriculture sector.
And we're sure that somewhere along the line, we'll have some mutual agreement.
Mr. Hutchinson also expressed an interest in acquiring machines to process fruits and vegetables for incorporation in the National School Feeding Program, particularly at the early childhood and primary levels. He says consideration will also be given to equipping schools with the machines to facilitate them doing their own processing.
We are also looking to see if we can get some processing machines. Process fruits, vegetables, and we are targeting community-based organizations and schools where we want to get all the fruits and vegetables that are out there spoiling on a regular basis every year. We want to get them, process them, and have them going into the schools. We want to get rid of the bag juice.
Wholesale manager for CCC, Michael Thomas, says the company's core business is manufacturing electrical wires and cables.
We are now embarking on a new journey where we are getting our cultural implements to the market.
Caribbean Cable Company started operations in 1968 and was initially involved in supplying products from the United Kingdom before being acquired by Cuban business interests. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. One finger can't catch lice. Translation, one hand washes the other, and this means to work together to achieve a common goal.
Calling all government pensioners in St. Anne and surrounding areas. The Accountant General's Department is coming your way. On July 29th, the AGD will be at the St. Anne's Bay Baptist Church at 10 a.m. Come hear about the life certificate plans. Get financial advice from Jamaica National. Speak directly with Sagicor about your GOJ health plan. Get free health checks from NHF. And stay for the entertainment prizes and surprises. That's the AGD's Pensioners Information Forum, July 29th, St. Anne's Bay Baptist Church, 10 a.m. Be there!
JCDC presents the 2016 Jamaica Gospel Song Grand Finals.
Let's get together and feel all right.
As a top 10 finalist, vie for top gospel honors Sunday, July 31, Ren Williams Entertainment Center, 7 p.m. with Reverend Glenn Graham. Adults 1,000 pre-sold, 1,200 at the gate, children under 12, 500. Tickets at Sangster's Bookstore, Bill Express, JCDC offices, and jcdcjamaica.com. Sponsored by Chase Fund, TEF, Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority, Grace Kennedy Money Services, the Bob Marley Group of Companies, Jam Copy, and KSAC. Jamaica.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.